Edison's light bulbs do a slow fade. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. Let's go back a moment to 2011. Under an energy conservation plan signed by President Bush, old filament bulbs were being phased out. But in 2011, Tea Party supporters like Congressman Mike Burgess of Texas pushed back. They said the ban was an assault on personal liberty. And not only that.
Those of us of a certain age under a compact fluorescent bulb, we don't look as good as we do under an incandescent bulb.
So, determined to preserve the members' good looks, Congress approved a delay and the 100-watt bulb hung on. But now here we are in 2014. And as of January 1st, the ban on manufacturing old-style bulbs is finally in effect with barely a peep of protest. Why? Take a look at a home improvement store. Have you ever seen more types of lights? Bulbs that change color by remote control? Christmas lights that are basically immortal? Now, it's true, the first curly fluorescents were like low-flush toilets. You flip the switch, nothing seemed to happen. But now, these new LEDs are blinding. I put four of them in the bathroom. You turn them on, it's like a flying saucer just landed. Yes, way more expensive to buy, but much less expensive to turn on, because they use 90% less electricity and in normal use can last as long as 46 years. Not only will I never have to replace them, I can pass them on to my children. Now, as the congressman said,
we don't look as good as we do under an incandescent bulb.
And it's true. Just because a bulb uses 90% less energy, it doesn't mean your face will look better. But it can make your bottom line a lot less ugly. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.